This is possible at the moment only on a very limited scale. Ask Apple's Siri or Amazon's Alexa for a single fact, say what year Top Gun came out, and you will get the answer. But ask them to assemble the facts to prove a case, even at a straightforward level, do gun laws reduce gun crime, and they will flounder. An advance in integrating knowledge would then have to be married to another breakthrough, teaching text generation systems to go beyond sentences to structures. Mr. Seabrook found that the longer the text he solicited from GPT-2, the more obvious it was that the work it produced was gibberish. Each sentence was fine on its own. Remarkably, three or four back-to-back could stay on topic, apparently cohering. But machines are eons away from being able to recreate rhetorical and argumentative flow across paragraphs and pages. Not only can today's journalists expect to finish their careers without competition from the writer-nator, today's parents can tell their children that they still need to learn to write, too. Aside from making scribblers redundant, a common worry is that such systems will be able to flood social media and online comment sections with semi-coherent but angry ramblings that are designed to divide and enrage. In reality, that may not be much of a departure from the tenor of such websites now, nor much of a disaster. Perhaps a flood of furious auto-babble will force future readers to distinguish between the illusion of coherence and the genuine article. If so, the writer-nator, much like the Terminator, would even come to do the world some good.